Or emphasize, live your life. And it sounds simple, but it is simple. I mean, if it sounds simplistic, then think again. You have a life here to live, waiting for you when you took birth. Your life. Well, it's first of all about finding your life. And the way you find it is not necessarily by, you know, grinding your brain to figure out things, philosophical, whatever, but look within, just being yourself, follow, you know, here is what I, the fire in my heart here, what I really enjoy doing. But then, you know, follow your joy, whatever. But then in the dharmic way, the sattvic way, that's the not secret, but that's the key. Not just, you know, because when we were young, we thought like that, you know, I have to do it my way, I have to follow my way. Not just the ways of society, cogwheel and the machinery and all that, or do it the way my parents did it, because that's what how everyone does it and how it's been going on. Anyway, so, but then we went out and we, some of us did it. They didn't have proper guidance. There was just a big, whew, I know, emptiness out there and me doing what I feel like doing, you know, living for today, all that which we used to say. Sometimes meant just, you know, doing whatever you felt like doing at the moment, which meant, you know, let's take, go buy a beer and a pack of beers and eat whatever tastes good and take whatever drugs that feel good and find someone to have sex with what feels good and, you know, that kind of thing. And then we could see and experience that some of those activities did not really lead us in the longer run to good results. The sexing around, well, we know where that can lead, first of all, unwanted children, but also hurting each other. It's a sensitive thing, this. And the drugs and the alcohol, I mean, the same thing. So this is what it's about. Now when we are older, those of us who are, that's what we can show by our own example, teach the kids, the youngsters of today. Yes, you go your way, you find your thing, you follow your heart. But you need guidance. Because if you don't take that guidance, if you don't find it, that light, that beacon, that can lead you, guide you, then you might find yourself lost in the forest, and I've been there. I know how it feels. So, you know, and when you're young, why should you listen to the oldies? But it's not us that lighthouse, you know, that light that is there to guide us, has been built by the wise. Of yore, you know, that it's timeless. And that's the beauty, that's the kindness that such people have shown throughout history, working hard sometimes for that. So this is what we're trying to show here. Look, the lighthouse is here for you, the guiding light is there for you, as it was for us. Those of us who found it, and others, look where they are now. And I can just speak for myself now. It's Pio talking here. I mean, I have to say it, that some of my old friends, they are, either they are just where our parents were, that we were rebelling against. That's where they are now, grandparents even, which is fine, that's probably the best. Destiny. But they're, you know, the rebels and the those who really didn't want to go that way. Well, some became Hare Krishna, some became alcoholics, drug addicts, some are not with us anymore. They burnt out. Some very fast, some slower. But, they, you know, I've seen lost souls drift around in that darkness, and it's not a happy sight. So he's talking to his sons here, basically. And so, yeah, that's, you know, what we oldies have to share. Because that's what we should do. We should try to live our lives wisely. Find our thing, follow our heart. But then follow, find that guiding light which is within, not over there. Always with us. A light that is actually the presence of our inner guide. You know, the bird and the tree chasing, looking for the berries, eating the berries. Some are sweet, some are bitter. Next to him is his best friend, another bird. And when it turns to that other bird, his best friend for guidance, his God friend. Because it's God in the heart. Then wherever he is, whatever happens through life, he will always have that inner light guiding him, protecting him or her, comforting. Keeping us happy. Giving that joy which is natural for us. No matter whether you also find it around in this outside world or not, we're not so much dependent on what's happening in this Bhurloka, this physical world of the five senses. Life is much deeper than that.